Maybe John Galuz has a less risky way to save money. He's with us right now from Grand Rapids with the stock market numbers.
Good morning. Yesterday the Dow was up 765 points, closed at 29,490. S&P 500 is up 92 points, closed at 3,678. NASDAQ was up 239 points, closed at 10,815. This morning with the futures, the Dow is up about 381. S&P 500 is up about 56. NASDAQ's up about 222 points. Oil's at $84.25 a barrel, and gold's at $1,716 an ounce.
$7 a gallon for gas here in California, John Galuz. And at the same time, I see a company called Wisk is launching what officials say is the world's first self-flying, four-seat, all-electric air taxi. And it takes off and lands vertically like a helicopter, and it might get FAA certification as an autonomous passenger-carrying air taxi. Would you like a ride from Grand Rapids maybe out to Spring Lake?
I would absolutely love it. I've been waiting for this since I was a kid.
It's like the Jetsons, and those of you who are waiting for news about the Big Three after the auto show, third quarter sales for General Motors up 24% compared to last year. I guess that's probably due, in part at least, to improved inventory levels.
Yeah, it sounds like they're getting the supply chain thing under control. I mean, I think they're still short on chips, but it's good. We definitely, especially after this debacle in Florida, this hurricane down in Florida, can you imagine the amount of cars that are going to need to be replaced? And that's something you're going to want to keep in mind also is buying used cars going forward. Make sure you get a Carfax on it. You do not want one of them flooded vehicles.
Chevy sales up 30%, Cadillac up 50%, GMC up 24%, Buick was down 27%. It's sort of mysterious to me because I think Buick is a pretty good car. General Motors getting ready for next year's launch of the all-electric versions of the Silverado pickup truck and the Blazer and Equinox SUVs. Those are all coming. Now, what happened with Kim Kardashian yesterday? She got a fine of over $1 million?
Yeah, she was fined $1.26 million from the SEC. They're starting to finally regulate cryptocurrencies, and you can't push financial products on air. I don't do it either. I don't, I don't pick stocks on your show, so on and so forth. There's a lot of rules involved in this. These were unregistered securities, and they were treating it like it was the wild, wild west. Well, it's not so much the wild, wild west anymore, and they're coming back on some of these celebrities that were pushing these products.
Elon Musk is a celebrity of sorts, and even he found out that if you're going to go on Twitter and say things about stocks that and have an immediate effect on how they perform on Wall Street, you can't really do that.
No, you can't. You're going to get in big trouble, and the regulation in this industry is extremely harsh when it comes to that, and it's to protect the public from because a lot of people just don't know, and so they hear a celebrity, influencer like a Kim Kardashian or a real powerful businessman like Elon Musk pushing something, then they just assume, well, if it's good for them, it's good for me, so on and so forth, you really need to use wisdom and make wise decisions when it comes to investing and not go with flavor of the month or what the local celebrity says. I feel the same way with politics also. I mean, I wouldn't have a celebrity determine who I'm going to vote for.
Do you ever get the feeling that Elon Musk is like a modern-day Bond villain right before our very eyes, like an evil genius sort of person?
I don't know about evil genius. I think he's kind of a cowboy. He's going to do what he's going to do, and that's that. But I like the fact that he's got so much power with his wealth that he can basically do. And I don't mean legally, but I mean he can basically do anything he wants, and he's pretty much untouchable. And it's kind of funny watching him with his kind of cocky attitude. It's very entertaining.
But what about this Optimus robot, for instance, that he unleashed the other day? It doesn't do a whole lot yet, but isn't it sort of scary to think that he's inventing what might be a person that takes the place of real people?
it's going to be a huge, huge, you know, we have five children. It's going to be a huge impact on what people are going to be able to do for careers in the future. And if you're younger, you need to really consider what technology is going to look like in 20, 30, 40 years before you pick a field you're going to go into, because there's a very high probability you're going to wake up one day at 35 years old and this career path you're on is gone. So you want to be very, very careful what field you go into.
Mm. And I know I read that the people are begging for him to turn that Optimus robot into a sex robot because they want high performance in that area, too. And maybe it comes from a machine instead of a person, even more of a machine like that. And also, John Galluz, speaking of Bond villains, it turns out that Barbara Broccoli, who produces the 007 movie, says they're likely to pick the next Bond villain before they cast the next 007. They're going to sit down with the writers and say, what is the world afraid of? That'll be the villain, and they'll build the story around that. Well, there's plenty to be afraid of this morning, and we're going to let you know some more about this morning, including some saber rattling from North Korea. And John Galluz can help you financially at Union Financial Group, LLC.com in Grand Rapids. No news on who the new 007 will be just yet, but maybe Elon Musk could play himself as the villain.